Well, welcome to my garden today on this lovely spring sunny day, absolutely perfect. And of course, gardens are going to be in the forefront of our mind. And at the moment, of course, my mind is actually on looking after and protecting some of the plants in our gardens, namely hostas, delphiniums, and all those very delicate foliage leaved plants that are coming up at the moment, which of course are very, very tasty morsels for the slugs and the snails in the garden. So I'm going to be looking at biological controls. Now, biological controls using nematodes, that is, it's a microscopic worm, and of course they are host specific. Now, with these little microscopic worms, the nematodes, when I say they're host specific, it means that you can get through the post, you order them online, and you get a particular microscopic worm that is going to kill a certain thing. So, for instance, today I'm looking at a slug killer, and all it will do is kill the slugs. Now, these nematodes are naturally occurring in the soil, but what we're doing is we're putting hundreds of millions of more in the ground around those plants, so that if you have got big problems with snails and slugs, then these will be zapped. And what happens is they come in a small tray. I've just got a little sleeve over this tray here. This is a size, what I call a size 8, because what I do is I slice it through into sections, 8 sections, and it's got a best before date on. This one's got the 14th of April 2014, so I know that this is going to last right the way in through to the second week of May. And what I will do now is just pierce the film here and tear it back. And it's a very strange thing. It's like a sort of like a bran flower. And you just take one of those little sections that I've carved off inside the pot. And I'm putting those into a watering can now. And then I have a little splash of water in the watering can. This is all very easy, and it's not very messy either. You don't have to come into contact with it. Now, I did put a little water in the watering can, so I'm sloshing it around, and then I'm going to fill it up to the brim with more water. The birds are really out in tune this morning. And then I've got a rose. Now, this rose on my watering can is much larger, so that these little microscopic worms don't clog up the rows at the end. And I move over to the plants that I'm going to protect. And it's strange this year because all the hostas, a lot of them are out in full foliage. Others are still starting to come into the ground. Now, there's no point in watering the whole garden with these nematodes. Only do it around specific plants that you know get eaten by the slugs and the snails, or any other plants that are vulnerable. And what this will do, this will take about 2 days to work, but they will keep feasting on any slugs and snails that come within that vicinity until there are no more snails and slugs to eat. So what happens at that stage is that then the nematodes just naturally die down because they've got no more food to eat, and that's absolutely perfect. Whereas if you do see quite a large number around still, then you're going to have to reapply. Well, I've used one little section there on that one watering can, and I've watered about 15 to 20 hostas in that time. So it does go a long way. The only downside with this is, of course, it's slightly more expensive, but it is effective. So you can check out microscopic nematodes, or you could go online to look at the different companies that produce this biological control. There are lots of them. They also not only take care of slugs, there is also one for vine weevils and also lawn pests as well, the leather jackets and chafer grubs. And it is important to get a lot of these in the autumn, because especially if you're using pots, the larvae of the vine weevil, for instance, munch away at your plants over the winter in a perfectly protected area. And before you know it, in May, you've suddenly got a dead plant. So by thinking ahead and doing all this preparation beforehand, you'll save yourself a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of anguish. Also, there are some for caterpillars and codling moths. And for the vegetable growers, there is also one produced called Grow Your Own, and it's for carrots and cabbage root fly, leather jackets, cutworms, onion fly, ants, scarab fly, caterpillar, gooseberry sawfly, thrips and codling moth. And those are some of the major problems that we get in our vegetable plots. And then there's also another one for ants. Well, it doesn't kill the ants, but it sends them off to your neighbours. So there may be a bit of controversy there. But anyway, also, if you don't use biological controls and you use slug pellets, well, there are different types of slug pellets as well. Some with metaldehyde in, which has got a chemical, which is quite poisonous. The other, which is slug killers, advanced slug killers, which just break down into nitrogen and into iron, but do not contain a particular dangerous chemical. Well, that's it for this week, and I'll be back next week in my garden, and wishing you all a great gardening week ahead.